I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Ready for another forever war? Well, it might not be literally forever, but the U.S. military and its coalition partners could be busy hitting targets in Syria for a long time. Here's President Obama earlier today.
The overall effort will take time. There will be challenges ahead, but we're going to do what's necessary to take the fight to this terrorist group.
The group in the crosshairs is, of course, ISIS, or as they call themselves, the Islamic State. In a moment, we'll hear more on how much of a state this militant group can really claim to be. First, though, we want to focus on how all of this could impact the civil war in Syria, and specifically the Syrian opposition, which is still trying to topple the regime of Bashar al-Assad. Amr al-Azam is a professor at Shawnee State University and a member of the Syrian opposition here in the U.S.
Seeing ISIS being attacked is actually a good thing for the Syrian opposition and for our cause. But the concern is this. The concern is that if ISIS is weakened very severely and damaged very quickly, who then comes in to fill in the space left behind by them? Is the Syrian opposition able? Does it have the manpower? Does it have the resources? Is it prepared now to come and take over the territory that's going to be hopefully vacated, or as ISIS becomes weakened, can they then mount offensives to push them back out? Or will it be the regime who will benefit from this? And I think this is what's currently still unclear.
What are the Syrians that you're in touch with back in Syria saying about these airstrikes, that the opposition has been bolstered by them?
Mixed feelings. On the one hand, you know, especially those who happen to be under the control of, in areas under the control of ISIS, the ones I know, the ones I talk to, are actually relieved that ISIS is now being sort of struck. But at the same time, there's a deep sadness that, you know, for 3 years, the Assad regime has been indiscriminately bombing and killing its people, and the United States has made no effort, or the international community for that matter, has made no effort to come to their aid. And now, because of this threat of ISIS and, you know, the unfortunate death of two American citizens, you know, killed by ISIS, suddenly the, you know, entire American military machinery moves to take action, whereas it could have taken action much earlier and saved so many lives had this happened before, and to stop, you know, an equally murderous regime, the Assad regime.
How does that feel for you as a member of the opposition, that it took these two executions of Americans to get the U.S. involved?
I guess I mean, I'm disappointed. I mean, we've been, you know, warning about this. We've been warning about the fact that, you know, lack of action by the U.S. administration from as early as 2012 against the Assad regime was going to create the type of environment that groups like ISIS will emerge. And one last point here to also bear in mind that although the current U.S. action is only directed against ISIS, in the future, now that we've got things moving, the precedent has been set for airstrikes in Syria, I think it's going to be much easier for the U.S. administration and for its allies to maybe perhaps in the future take, you know, similar steps against the Assad regime should that be deemed necessary.
What do you see as the best case scenario for these airstrikes?
The best case scenario is that ISIS is degraded to the point where it can no longer pose a threat to the opposition, and the opposition can now basically move against it and start to recover the territory that it had lost to it.
And briefly, the worst case scenario for these airstrikes and their aftermath?
Worst case scenario is that these airstrikes really don't do much damage to ISIS and at the same time cause a lot of collateral damage. We're already hearing about civilians being killed. But if a major accident occurs and a lot of innocent civilians are killed, then that would be the worst case scenario. Little damage to ISIS and a lot of collateral damage, especially to Syrian civilians.
Amr al-Azam, a member of the Syrian opposition in the U.S. He's also a professor at Shawnee State University in Ohio. Thanks very much.
Thank you.